Just raise your hand.
请举手.
Oh, so still have, still need to do it, yeah? Before you go home, yeah?
大家回家以前都还得写.
Personally, I summarize, there are 7 points when we can show our love to our friends. Huh?
我分类下来有七点是我们能够为别人付出爱心的
verse 9, please read.
以防我们第九节,
Chapter 12, verse 9.
12章第9节.
I will ask you to give me an example later on, so you prepare.
我现在, 请你, 想一想, 等一下要举个例子给我. 12章第9节. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
When we talk about love, love means that it's truly from your heart.
爱心是要从真正从你的心里发出来的.
Nowadays, people are educated in a very polite way.
我们现在在社会上学的道理都是非常客气.
So we may show our love with our lips.
表面上可以用我们的讲话用舌头 表示爱心.
How are you? How's everything? And then, but in our heart, we say, this guy is really very bad.
我们口头上说, 你好不好? 你这里很好? 可是我们心里对这个人的看法却是对他很不好.
See, our love is really, it's not really from our inner heart.
知道我们的爱心不是真正心底发出.
Please turn to Psalm 55, verse 21.
来看诗篇, 55篇, 21节.
55:21.
诗篇55篇21节.
55:21.
55篇21节. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words are softer than oil, yet they were drawn sores.
Many people are like this, yeah. Their words are so wonderful to hear from. But their hearts actually has sword inside.
其实很多人就是像这里写的，他们的话语听起来非常的温和，可是他们的内心却是有刀剑.
Can you give me an example who do not have, who has this kind of love?
你们能够想到一个例子，有哪个人是有这样子的爱心吗？
Really, their hearts is different from their mouth. Yeah.
真的，这个人的 嘴巴跟心里想的完全不一样。Give
me an example, Angela.
Sister Angela.
嘴巴讲的是一套，心里想的是一套，有没有这样的？ Give me an example from the Bible, 圣经上。我是想，有的，就他， yeah?
就你们在圣经里面找一个例子。
Can anybody give me an example that their heart, their love is really from their heart?
那有没有可以找一个反过来的例子，就是。
心跟口，啊？那是除了耶稣以外，保罗。Their heart is really in accordance with their words, yeah. They really mean what they says. Their heart is really so genuine, so truth.
他这个，四十约翰讲的就是。
Besides Jesus is Paul. It's always the one standard answer. David and Jonathan, huh?
讲的跟他心里想的是一样的。
Really, the love between David and Jonathan is very interesting for you. It's very worthy for you to study, huh?
这个其实想到说大卫跟约拿单的爱是我们值得查考的.
David says that the love from Jonathan is more wonderful than woman.
在圣经里面写说，约拿单跟大卫的爱比妇人的爱还大.
It is very true. It's really beyond the position, beyond the personal benefits. It's great, great love from Jonathan.
Huh? 看得出来他对大卫的爱是没有地位资格的分别，他是非常的伟大的爱.
And then second point, talk about love needs to be affectionate.
第二点是爱心是要
彼此亲热. Please read verse 10.
请看第十节.
Romans 12 verse 10.
十二章第十节.
Romans 12 verse 10. Huh? Please read.
Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. in honor, giving preference to one another.
Some people love within the, in their heart, but they do not have deeds to show.
有些人用心里爱，可是他们行为没有办法表现出来。
Especially Chinese parents.
尤其是中国人的父母。
They are always like爱在心里口难开。They always love in their heart, but their mouths cannot express it. This morning I see how did Dallas people love each other.
今天早上看到达拉斯弟兄姐妹如何关爱彼此。
And they say, or their old friends came over. He said, give me a hug.
那他看到老朋友来就说我们拥抱一下。
When I first came to Hawaii, I also experienced the same treatment.
我第一次到夏威夷的时候也是有一样的对待。
Because I am a very strict Chinese guy, so at the very beginning I feel a little bit scary.
因为我是比较严谨的中国人，所以我刚开始觉得有点怕。
But later on, I feel very warm.
后来我觉得非常的温暖。
So affectionate is if you have true love, but if you do not show, really people cannot understand.
如果你真的有爱心，可是不表现出来的话，没有人能够明白。
Abraham ran to his guests.
亚伯拉罕往他的客人跑去。
Lord Jesus Christ, in the parable, the father hug embraced the Lord's son, so and kiss.
耶稣的故事里面讲到这个浪子的父亲。回来的时候，他跑向他的儿子那里去，然后亲。
And then, third point is love is a respectful love.
第三是恭敬的爱。
Chapter 12, verse 10.
十二章第十节。
12, verse 10.
We just read.
Chapter 12, verse 10. 恭敬人彼此推让。Yeah? Can you read?
In honor, giving preference to one another.
This is, if you love with your...If you do not honor a person from inside your heart, it's really, really is not a true love.
If 果我们在爱人却没有办法尊敬这个人，那不算是真的爱。
You say you love a children when you speak to him, you really need to scoot down to talk to him or her.
我们在跟小孩子讲话的时候，如果真的爱这个孩子，我们会低下来，跟他的高度一跟他讲话。
Jesus, if the Lord want to love us in heaven.Did not come down, we cannot touch that, cannot touch him, cannot truly experience that. He lowered himself to understand our weaknesses.
耶稣要爱我们，如果他没有降到地上来跟我们一样的在地上跟我们同等的话，那我们没有办法感受到他对我们的爱。
Respectful is to.It's a way to show our love.
所以，恭敬是爱的一种表现。
But it says that you got to prefer yourself to other people, yeah.
那这里是讲说
彼此推让 ，yeah.
Preference to one another.
Preference to one another. Meaning that, like Abraham, he loved love so much, he allowed love to make the first choice.
就像亚伯罕爱罗德，让他做第一个选择。
You can sacrifice your own benefit.
我们能够放弃自己的好处。
But it doesn't mean we should be lazy because you, sometimes we may say that, you know, I let you choose first, let you do it first. When it comes to him leading or cleaning the bathroom, I say, okay, because I show my respect, love, yeah, so you clean first, yeah.
这个恭敬不是滥用在每次要扫地或者是要做不想做的事情就让别人先去做。
This is not that kind of way, huh? So it's not lazy.
不是懒惰。
Verse 13.
像十三节。
13 shows a generous love. Generous, huh? Please read verse 13.
十三节。
Sorry.
Distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality.
When any of our brothers are in sisters are in need, we have to make sure we help them.
弟兄姐妹有需要。有需求的时候，我们一定要帮忙。
This is the spirit of Acts chapter 2. After apostolic time, they live together, they share everything together.
这个精神记载在《使徒行传》第二章之后，他们住在一起，也互相帮助。
So in the church, we have to pay attention to, especially those who are poor, huh?
在教会里面要特别注意关心在物质上比较缺乏的人。
Especially when it comes to like holidays, And like even Thanksgiving days, yeah, in a society, people open cans and give stuff to the needed person in the society. In the church, I really suggest the council member to think about this. We have to show some love toward those who are especially in need, the widows and those who are in need.
尤其是 假日 像是感恩节 等等 我们常常会知道 有, 有些社会团体会捐赠食物 或是罐头 那我觉得我们 植物会可以考虑 能够多多关心是寡妇 或者是一些比较缺乏的人
And of course please read chapter verse 12
我们再来看12节
This talk about sympathy love Love is a sympathized love
12节 这里提到说
verse 15
15节 里面提到说爱是有怜悯的
Please read
15 Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep
We are able to when we join wedding ceremony we are so happy with the people
我们参加婚礼的时候 当然跟大家一起高兴
And we join the funeral service we feel very sad for the family member
参加丧礼的时候 也跟家人一起哀哭
You truly feel their heart
我们可以感受到他们的心情
A brother who are sick tell me one thing.
有一个生病的 带病的弟兄告诉我
He said he do not allow anybody who do not suffer the similar sick to visit him.
他说他不想没有跟他生过一样病的人来访问他
Similar, huh?
类似的
Because they really cannot understand his feeling.
因为他们没有办法体谅他的感觉
So we got to very careful when we show our loves to those who are weak.
所以我们在表示爱心的时候, 尤其是对软弱的人要非常的注意。
And 16 says that is a consenting love.
我们在16节里面讲说, 这就是,
降卑自己的,
降卑自己的爱。
Please read.
Verse 16, Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble.
We do not think of self somebody.
我们不要自以为很好。
Do not always stand on high when we show our love, because people will eventually tell. Yeah?
我们不需要在, 站在高处, 我们的表现爱心的时候, 因为别人都可以看得出来。
Verse 17.
17节, Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men.
Verse 18.
18节, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
Sometimes it is impossible to live peacefully with all men.
有时候要和平跟每个人相处不可能。
Because some people might be persecuted us because of faith.
有些人可能因为我们, 信心的关系来逼迫我们。
But if it is possible, we shall try our best to live peacefully with all the people.
可是若是可能总要尽力与众人和睦相处。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the King of Peace.
我们的主耶稣是和平的君王。
That's why he rode donkey into his own city.
因为如此他骑着驴子进入他自己的城市。
There is no other king in history would not ride a horse into his city. Huh?
其他任何王国 的王都是骑着马进城
Impossible to ride any other things because horse is very what is looks handsome looks mighty
因为马看起来很壮美很高 那没有人会骑着驴子
But our Lord Jesus Christ is so peaceful and even till the one who drew out the sword, the disciple who drew out the sword said that put the sword back to his own place, yeah? Do not draw out the sword to fight.
耶稣是充满和平的心, 他甚至有一个, 门徒要保护他, 拿刀, 耶稣却叫他把刀回鞘。
In the church, we shall, even though people hated us, we shall try our best to show harmony with one another.
就是在教会里面, 有人不喜欢我们, 我们还是得 努力地表示和平的心
And of course the love the greatest love shows that we love our enemy
我们最大的爱心是面对敌人
Therefore we shall not show evil for evil
我们不要 以恶报恶
The Old Testament time the spirit seems like it's evil for evil
在旧约里面看起来像是以恶报恶的情形
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 24 verse 19
我们来看立位书 利未记二十四章十九节。
Leviticus 24:19。
利未记二十四章十九节。
Maybe 17.
好，我们读十七节。
Please read.
Whoever kills any man shall surely be put to death.
18.
Whoever kills an animal shall make it good, animal for animal.
19.
Verse 19. If a man causes disfigurement of his neighbor as he has done so, shall it be done to him.
20.
Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
It seems in the Old Testament, it seems like it is the this is how they do it.
在旧约里面看起来。表面上看起来，这就是他们所做的。
But the spirit hidden behind this kind of teaching is that so that the violent can be prevented.
就这个教训的精神是要停止凶暴。
So you try to use this way to prevent the violence, but the reality proved that it's very hard.
这些律法是要避免。互相残杀的情形，可是实际上做起来是很难的。
That's why today in the Middle East, even though Jewish people, the Israelite people try to when they you know you can see today and the Israelites yeah when the Palestinian do something, they always do something in retaliate.
可是就像我们现在看现代的以色列人在中东。如果是巴勒斯坦人对他们做了一些什么事情，他们就马上报复。
But actually, you cannot find peace in this kind of in this area.
因为就这样子的方法来做的话，没有办法达成平安。
That's why in New Testament, the Lord tried to explain the spirit much better and tried to use different approach that we should even love our enemy.
那在圣经里面，耶稣解释一个更深一层的爱心，就是我们要爱仇敌。
The benefit to love our enemy is that we don't remain any hatred inside us anymore.
爱仇敌的好处就是我们心里不再有仇恨。
Because if you do not forgive your enemy, the first one who got hurt is yourself.
因为我们如果不原谅仇敌的话，第一个受伤的就是我们自己。
Sometimes people say something to you, you feel very angry.
因为别人说话跟我们说话，我们就会觉得很愤怒。
But at night time, when you are still feel angry, the other person already fall in deep sleep, already snoring already.
那可是你在还是很生气睡不着觉的时候，跟你讲话的人确实睡得很好。
You cannot forgive, and you are angry, but the one who insulted you, you know, he has some sleep. So if you do not release other people, the first one who got bonded is yourself.
那所以，没有办法，原谅别人的那是受苦的是你自己。
And the second reason why we should forgive other people is that we know that the Lord will revenge one day. The Lord has eyes.
第二个要原谅人的原因是，神有眼睛，他会帮我们报仇。
A sister, I still remember her testimony. Huh? She always complained about a worker. She said, "This worker is not just at all. He is not fair."
我记得有一个姐妹的见证，她说她一直抱怨有一个神的有一个工人，她说这个工人也很不公平。
He always showed partiality, especially to her family.
这些工人每次对他家人都偏心。
So, you know, for a long time, when the worker come to his church, she tried to avoid that worker.
那每次这个工人来他的教会，这个姐妹就避免跟他接触。
But later on, in a vision, the Lord give her a sentence, yeah? 自由审判的主。The Lord will judge for sure by himself.
And 有一天，耶稣就有一个句子到他的脑里，就是他是自由审判的主。
So really, we know that, you know, we just continue to love. The Lord knows, the Lord sees, the Lord has eyes.
我们所要做的就是继续表现我们的爱心。那神是公义的。
We should love our enemy because if you try to revenge, another consequence is that how about your enemy is a gangster, very violent gangster.
我们不应该报仇的另外原因是。如果我们的仇敌是非常凶暴的流氓怎么办？
That's why Jesus says if he hits your right cheeks, you turn your left cheeks, yeah?
所以耶稣是教导我们，如果我们右边的嘴巴被打，我们转过去让他们打另
一边。Actually, in that case, it's talking about you run into somebody who is more evil to you. Doesn't mean you are like a very simple person. Okay, please do it, yeah?
其实他这里是说，当我们遇到一个非常凶恶的人的时候，该怎么做，而不是就是非常愚蠢的让别人打。
A pastor share this kind of testimony on the podium.
有一个传道用这样子的来勉励。
Yeah, it says that, you know, Bible say people hit here, you allow other people to hit the other side.
他用这个经节来在讲上做题目。
And then a believer try to do an experiment on that pastor.
有一个信徒决定来做个实验。
So when the pastor finished the sermon, he went down to talk to that believer. The believer do not say anything, just pa, to see if he turn his cheek for him to slip on.
这个传道讲话讲完以后，那信徒就来跟他就把这个传道打了一巴掌，看他反应如何。
At the very beginning, the pastor was very shocked.
那这个传道刚开始吓了一大跳。
What's wrong with me? Yeah.
他说我做错什么事情？
And His face started to turn to red, very embarrassed.
脸开始变得很红。
And then they don't turn to angry.
后来很生气。
They don't you find out there's a broom, in the corner of the house. They took the broom and tried to hit the person.
对，传道找到房子里一个扫把，拿扫把来打这个弟兄。
Chase him around.
就开始追着他跑。
So I think the Bible did not really teach us, we should be that simple. Just hit my left cheek. But when teach us that.When you truly you ran into gangster, you try to revenge. Really, you really he wants to ask you to walk 1 mile, you got to walk 2 miles.
所以圣经里面不是叫我们这样子打来打去，而是当我们遇到非常凶恶的人，那如果他要我们打一里路，我们走一里路，我们可以走两里路。
So we have to feed our enemy. If they are hungry, if they are thirsty, we shall give them water to drink.
再来教训是我们的敌仇敌如果饿了二十节我们要给他们喝给他们吃、
Here is like you put a fire on his head
就像我们这样做就像把火倾倒到他们的头上、
We'll make them repent they will grieve him they will repent
我们会导致他们悔改
Just like how David treat King Saul
就像大卫对待扫罗王一样
He want to kill David, here and there, sometimes even encircle David, try to just you know finish his life.
扫罗王到处的追大卫，甚至把他包围起来。
But every time David just touch his heart, he even cry before David.
大卫每次都让他受到很大的感动，甚至哭泣。
With this kind of spirit, understanding in our heart, now we read, we come to try to understand verse chapter 14.
我们用这样子的精神来。
Chapter 14 talk about how do we deal with our Christian, fellow Christian.
十四章是教导我们如何与其他的信徒相处。
There are three points,
有三个重点。
Number one is that you shall not judge.
第一点是不可以论断。
Number two is that you know you shall not stumble other people.
不可以害人跌倒。
Then third point is that we shall build other people's up.
第三点是要建立别人的心。
When the Bible says you shall not judge, doesn't mean you shall not comment.
圣经说不可以论断，并表示我们不可以有意见。
In the Bible, we can see that Paul commented Mark is very is very good in his ministry later on.
我们在圣经看到保罗说马可在他的服事上后来有进步。
Oh, he commented that Some other guy, Demar, loved the word, yeah?
或是说有另外一个弟兄离开真道。
So what does it mean by you shall not judge?
所以这不可论断的意思是什么？
I think you shall not judge is that you shall not despise your brother and sister.
不可论断的意思我想就是不可以轻看弟兄姐妹。
Please read verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
Chapter 14, verse 3.
十四章第三节。Let not him who eats despise those whom does not eat.And let not him who does not eat judge him who eats.
Verse 4.
For God has received him for. Who are you to judge another servant?
Okay. So you despise means that you judge. So when you comment something, it's out of despising heart. Actually, it is in the category of judgment.
论断的意思就是你已经审判这个人了。
已经轻看这个人了。
And
the purpose is to condemn him, yeah?
这轻看的目的就是要治他。的罪
and then this is judge.
那就是一个
you shall not judge. Fall into this category.
那就变成一个审判
We got to understand that in Romans have a few Jews with a lot of Gentiles people inside.
知道在罗马城里面有很多的外邦人，少部分的犹太人。
But those Jews cannot change the concept of abiding law.
这些犹太人没有办法改变守律法的。
So their food also, what they should eat also follow the book of, recorded in the book of Leviticus, something they cannot eat.
但是犹太人没有办法改变他们的观念，就是记载在利未记里面所不该吃的东西。
And Hanukkah, this kind of holiday, Passover, this kind of holiday are very important to them.
对他们来说，逾越节还有其他的节气的观念是非常的。
So they cannot keep up on this, yeah.
他们没有办法脱离。
So you can see, after they all believe in the Lord, there are some confliction. They want to other people to follow them.
所以他们在一起信主了以后，他们却需要想要别人来跟他们做一样。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
十章的第一节。
十章第一节。
十章第一节。Receive one who is weak in the faith.
Who are weak in the faith?
我们要信心软弱的你们要接纳。
Who are the weaker one?
谁是软弱的呢？
Those who are still want to abide the law, they are weaker one.
所以要继续守旧约律法的人是软弱的人。
Verse 2.
第二节。For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables.
So some they eat differently, yeah? Some people have different understanding.
他们所吃的东西不一样，因为他们了解不同。
Let me ask you a question. When they are in the Garden of Eden, what do they eat?
我想问你们，在伊甸园里面他们吃什么？
Yeah. Whatever the Lord provides.
神供给他们。
Any other people? Fruits, vegetable, yeah?
蔬菜水果。
After Garden of Eden, what do they eat?
那出了伊甸园以后呢？
No, grain, yeah. After the flood, what do they eat? Meat.
洪水以后吃肉。
So it is indeed, if you only eat fruits and vegetables, you have all kinds of nutrition already.
所以其实如果吃谷类、蔬菜水果，我们已经有很多养分。
It's enough,
其实是足够的。
But later on, God gave us grain, huh?
其实蔬菜水果就够了，可是后来神又给我们谷类。
And after flood, the environment is totally got changed.
是洪水之后，我们整个生活环境改变。
Therefore, God allowed us to eat meat.
所以神允许我们吃肉。
So now, even nowadays in our church, some brothers and sisters they don't eat meat.
所以就像现在的教会里面，也有一些弟兄姐妹不吃肉。
They told me that, you know, brother, you should not eat meat because you know what? When they inject, nowadays when they all like what?Put in hormone, yeah? Hormone into the animal. And they will kill, when they inject something, the animal will produce another kind of a chemical into their body. So when you eat it, it's not good to your body. This is what a brother told me, yeah?
有一个弟兄跟我说，传道，你不要吃肉，因为现在这些动物都有很多荷尔蒙，然后它们能够长得快又大，那而且它杀的时候会分泌另外一种荷尔蒙，那我们吃进去不好。
Okay, of course I respect this kind of saying.
当然我也尊重他的想法。
But since I was a kid, I was meat eater. I eat meat all the time. I enjoy eating meat.
可是我从小就吃肉，我喜欢吃。
So I tell elder, I say until I'm 60, I will become a vegetarian.
那我就跟长老说，那我60岁以后再吃素好了。
So you know, of course nowadays we don't force other people to eat the food we like to eat.
我们现在不强迫别人吃我们吃的东西。
But in that generation, some people insist that the law is very important.
可是，在那个时代，有些人很坚持律法的重要。
And they try to judge each other, despise each other.
他们也看轻对方。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Please read.
十四章第五节。One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind.
Verse 5. Some people say this is talking about Saturday and Sunday.
这是有些人说这在指的是星期六星期天。
Is it true? Some people treat Sunday is more important. Some people treat Saturday is more important. But this verse says doesn't matter. Every day is the same. Just follow your heart.
这样讲对吗？有些人觉得礼拜六比较重要，有些人觉得礼拜天比较强。那你守哪一天，就是你自己心里
坚定就好了。
坚定就好了。
Is it right?
这样是对吗？
It is not right. How do you explain to them it is not, you cannot use this verse to talk about Sunday and Saturday, there's no differences.
这是错的，可是你们想想要怎么跟这个人解释明白。
In the beginning in Genesis, but just try to explain to me this verse, it is not talking about Saturday and Sunday. Not talking about the other verses.
刚开始创世纪就已经说过了。那可是如果就在这一节经节，要怎么解释？
给我到二十分好不好？好，有的二十分。
We'll finish class in 10 minutes.
Sorry 啊，我喜欢用你们的时间，吃你们的时间。
说啊，不好意思，我喜欢吃你们的时间。
How do you know this is not talking about Saturday and Sunday?
你怎么知道这不是在讲礼拜六、礼拜天
？Anyone? If you can answer me, that means that you already finished reading your notes. You have done your homework.
如果回答得出来的话，表示你已经功课写完了，且这个讲义也读过。
来 ，Let me call someone.
那我来叫叫。
Okay. If anybody volunteer, I don't need to call someone. 来，郭正明哦。
有人自愿的话就不用叫。
Good.
Yeah. Was the time that Paul wrote this was 2 centuries before the Sabbath was changed to Sunday by the Catholic Church.
So you can see this letter was written in 59 AD, around 59 AD, right? The issue concerning Saturday and Sunday is like about 300 something. It's totally different timing.
So this book was written when we were talking about Sunday and Sunday to keep Sabbath, it was a completely different time.
Second reason, please.
And also, Paul was criticized not for changing the Sabbath day to Sunday, but for holding firm to the fact that Gentiles do not need to receive circumcision.
If Paul indeed tried to say that these 2 days are important, yeah, these 2 days, Sunday and Saturday, is equally important, doesn't matter at all. You can see a lot of persecution. More than he affirmed that circumcision is not, it should be abolished. He will receive more opposition than circumcision. Because Sabbath day is Ten Commandments.
如果这里保罗是借着这一句要跟我们讲说要守安息日的话 要守礼拜天的话，那保罗受到的逼迫会比他坚持外邦人不受割礼还大，因为安息日是记载在十诫里面。
You understand my point, yeah? The Bible never mentioned that he was persecuted or he received any opposition because he proclaimed, he changed the day. Never do that.
圣经里面从来没有记载保罗因为他把礼拜六改成礼拜天而受到的一些批评或者是逼迫。
But in that generation, in book Church of Roman, yeah, Church of Rome.People, they say you need to eat vegetable. You need to eat. You cannot eat meat. You need to honor Passover. They do this for the law also.
不过罗马这个时代，他们说要吃蔬菜水果，要守这个逾越节，这都是为了因为他们要守律法而做的。
And those who say you shouldn't do it is also do it for the Lord.
那不该做的也是根据律法。
And this has nothing to do with.Salvation.
这其实这几点都跟救恩没有直接的关系。
The truth is very clear.
真理已经很明白。
But even you do it, may not have to do. Even you do it, it doesn't mean you shall go to hell.
就算有做或是没有做，都不会导致进入地狱的后果。
So in those kind of truths, even though those who are stronger one understand the truth better.You do not despise those who are weaker in their faith. We don't despise them. Instead, we should love them.
所以在这里明白真理的信心比较强的人，不可以看轻这些信心软弱的人。
That's what is recorded over here, huh? Verse 7.
第七节。
Please read.
十四章第七节。For none of us live to himself, but no one dies to himself.For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
Ten.
第八节，第十节。 But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brothers?
Oh, that's why, huh? Even though they are weaker in their faith, their understanding of truth is not perfect, 100% perfect. We should not despise them. We can come in with love and try to teach, but we don't despise them and condemn them.
虽然有些人的信心比较软弱，他们看到的跟做出来的跟我们的不一样，可是我们不可以看轻他们，我们只能用话语来劝勉他们，不可以论断。
So it brings to us to the second point, huh? You shall not make them stumble.
再来的第二点就是我们不能让人跌倒。
Verse 13.
第十三节,
Do not stumble your brother and sister, yeah?
第十三节,
不给弟兄放下绊脚的东西。 Verse 14.
十四节,
Please read.
Verse 14. I know and I'm convinced.
I know and I'm convinced. Concerning the truth, yeah? Concerning what to eat and not to eat. Paul know and he's convinced.
对真理该吃不该吃的东西，保罗知道，而且他也确认。
Three points. He is very clear. He understands very clear from the Bible.
就三点，保罗在圣经里面了解明白的非常清楚。
It's of course number one is everything is eatable.
第一点就是凡事都可吃。
And the kingdom of God is not, you know, is not eating and drinking. It does not have to do with eating and drinking.
那天国也不在乎吃喝。
And the third point is that if you have doubt, you eat it, then it will be your sin.
第三点就是如果你没有确认能不能吃而吃。
如果怀疑，那个就是吃喝自己的罪。 If you have doubt to eat some food, then it will be your sin. Number one point, when Paul says that everything is eatable, did not include blood. Because in this section, it's not talking about the issue of blood. And the kingdom of God has nothing to do with eating and drinking, talking about this kind of truth, nothing to do with, it's not the most important teaching in the Bible. It's not the more, it's not so critical that, you know, will make people die in their spirituality.
所以说神的国不在乎吃喝，他的意思是说，我们做这些事或不做这些事，没有不是那么重要，不会导致我们有没有得救或不得救。
But even though you have so many knowledge, if you doubt something, you eat it, then the doubt itself is a sin.
可是如果我们对某些事情怀疑，我们有很多的知识和了解，那我们怀疑以后吃喝下去就是得我们自己的罪。
Once more time, I was eating in a restaurant.
有一次我在餐厅吃饭。
A sister come to me.
一个姐妹来跟我说,
Tell me that the dove, the turtle dove, is strangled, when they kill, they got strangled to death, so I should not eat it.
它里面的那个, 鸽子是, 是勒死的, 说不该吃。
But for me, I never doubt it.
可是我那时候从来没有怀疑过。
And I always enjoy eating those kind of stuff.
我一直很喜欢吃鸽子肉。
So I don't know what to do.
所以我那时候就很挣扎。
My saliva is in my mouth, yeah? Drawing, yeah?
我已经开始流口水了。
But it says that it is strangled from animal.
可是这个姐妹说这个是勒死的动物。
Later I said, okay, I will not eat for your sake.
那我就说，那我为了你不吃。
But in my heart, I have no doubt.
可是我心里却是确认。
If you doubt something, don't eat. But if you have no doubt, just eat it, yeah?
如果你 怀疑的话就不要吃，如果你没有怀疑就可以吃。
If you doubt, you eat it, then it's your sin. Of course, it's always better, if you doubt, always better to find out the fact.
当然如果你怀疑某些事情是不是真的呢，还是要去
So even though Paul is very, he knows and he's convinced, still he do not, what? Make this quote-unquote standard truth to say, you got to follow my understanding. Therefore, you eat everything right now. Because now I know that this is absolute truth. This is perfect truth. Everything is eatable. Now I want all the Jewish people, from now on, if you eat, I'm going to scold it at you over and over and over again. Then you only make what? Make the church in chaos.
保罗虽然是很清楚的知道这些事情，这些东西都是可以吃的，不需要守这些节庆。可是他并没有反过来跟这些犹太人说，你们不可，你们一定要吃，因为这只是会造成教会的混乱。
And they will leave the church. It will stumble them. You've got to understand that now in True Jesus Church, right? Many other places have different understanding. They concerning many things still, yeah?
我们应该知道在基督教会有很多地方的人对很多事情有不一样的了解。
You go to Africa, you go to Ghana, people still have a cover, the women still have cover.
我们到非洲加拿
I'm convinced that covering head is spiritually, but they want to do it, no problem. Let them do it.
我确认蒙头包头跟得救没有关系，可是他们想这么做还是可以做。
There are many other things. The truth is very clear. But when it comes to nothing to do with salvation, please, we shall encourage them, continue teaching them, but do not force them to follow the absolute truth immediately.
还有很多其他的例子，可是凡是跟救恩没有直接关系的，我们不需要马上的纠正他们。But
we still need to teach them.
我们还是要劝勉他们。Make
them to try to understand.
使他们能够明白。
This is very important, especially nowadays. We in the church we still have different culture.
这点很重要，因为在教会里面有各种不同的种族文化。
Some people still treat the pulpit a very sacred place.
很多人认为讲台还是很神圣的地方。
Well, some people think that, you know, anyway, actually it's still a very, very sacred place. Huh? 当然还是一个神圣的地方了。 But, you know, there are other things, it's discussable. But we discuss the truth and try to bring the truth from the Bible. I'm convinced and persuaded about the truth. But again, we do not force people to change immediately.
说还有很多可以讨论的，不过我们所知道的确认的真理，我们也不让别人跌倒。And
of course, the most important one is chapter 15, verse 1.
最重要的一点是十五章的第一节。Please
read, and verse 2.
第一节，第二节。 We then who are strong ought to bear with the struggle of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification.
The most important is to build up our neighbor.
最重要的是我们要让邻舍喜悦，建设他们的信心。When
Jacob was very strong, he always ran in the front. Before he got crippled, I don't think he can walk with the sheep and the kids together.
雅各很强壮的时候，他们都一直跑在前面，直到他。 瘸腿的时候才能跟他的儿女跟牛羊走在一起。So
a lot of time, when we are with, when we know some people are not are still growing, we still always have to give room and try to build up with a lot of patience and a lot of love.
所以当我们知道有些人还在成长，还在长大的时候，我们必须要让他们有空间，我们需要很多爱心。This
is the spirit of chapter 12. We shall love our friends, our brothers and sisters. And love our enemy also.
这就是十二节的精神，我们要爱弟兄姐妹，邻舍还有仇敌。
Let's pray in silence.
我们一起默祷。
Amen.